Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, but I'm still fighting a cold. But I feel a lot better than I sound, and I'm glad to be back with you today. Today I'm going to introduce you to Steve Schmidt. He's a longtime friend of our ministry, and we have a common passion, and that is a love for God's Word. You know, I hope you've learned as you've become a part of this broadcast and tune in regularly that it all starts and ends with believing God's Word, placing confidence in God's Word, and being willing to apply it, even when it seems contrary to your common knowledge or common conventional wisdom. You know, God's Word says in Isaiah 55, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so it is with my word that goes from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. And I don't know if you caught that, but the Lord is saying to us that that rain and snow has a very specific purpose that provides blessing for those that it falls on. It says it provides seed for the sower and bread for the eater, that it yields a crop, it yields a harvest for those that it serves. God's Word is exactly the same way. And here at Money Life, we place our total confidence in God's Word, and we do not believe that you can separate God's financial principles from God. You know, many people say, well, what you're teaching is just common sense. No, it's not common sense. It's God's wisdom. Common sense is subordinated to the wisdom of God. God said it first. In fact, he said that his wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares at the head of the noisy street. She cries out in the gateways of the city. She makes her speech. And we literally have to turn our back to say that God's voice does not exist and his wisdom does not exist in order to buy into the logic of man and his wisdom and to rely on our own wisdom and our own logic. The Lord wants us to turn to him for his wisdom. And you're about to meet a man, Steve Schmidt, who did exactly that. At one of the lowest points of his life, wisdom cried out inside a prison cell. And it's a remarkable story of how he now loves God's Word and spreads it all over the world. Well, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Steve Schmidt. Steve is the founder of Love Packages out of Butler, Illinois, and a remarkable steward of all of God's resources and a friend of ours for many, many years. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Hey, nice to be with you again. Blessings on you today.
Well, thank you, brother. I know that many of our listeners live with regret over their financial mistakes. They feel defeated. I even had a listener recently say that she's discouraged by the mistakes that she's made and doesn't feel like they're ever going to be redeemed, particularly all of the bad financial decisions. But Steve, in your own testimony, there were many mistakes that led to who God made you today, and God redeemed all of those, didn't he, Steve?
Yes, sir, and he's able to do that. If you, wherever you're at, if you'll come to a place of humbling yourself before the Lord and saying, God, you know, whatever it is, you know, this is really messed up. You know, I really made a mistake here. If you humble yourself and submit yourself to Him, He can take that and turn that around and make something great out of your life. He can.
Well, you were on a personal quest to find the truth. Tell our listeners a little bit about your own testimony.
Well, real short here, I did drugs for a long time and then ended up selling drugs for a number of years, I think 5-6 years, something like that. And then I ended up finding myself leaning up against the bars in jail. And I got sentenced to prison for a short period of time, and when I was there, I decided that I would try to find out what the truth was. And so I came from a Christian background, but I didn't want to start with the Bible, so I started with other religions and things like that. But I proved things to be wrong in different religions, you know, as I looked at them. I mean, just scientifically and things, it just wasn't factual, you know. And so then I went to the Word of God, and I tried to prove it to be wrong. And everywhere that I looked and every time I tried, I proved it to be correct and true. And so there, in a jail cell, all by myself, with nobody around, nobody caring for me, nothing, you know, I found the truth, and I asked Christ to forgive me of my sins, and I've never been the same since, and I've never regretted it for one moment of one day.
Hmm. Well, Steve, that was back in 1973, and you and I have a common passion, and that is we both love God's Word, and we believe in it. We place confidence in it. We have seen its power to transform lives. I'm just reminded of my very own brother-in-law who's now with the Lord. Someone gave him a Bible. And he didn't want anything to do with God, and he opened it and began to read John chapter 1 and realized that Jesus Christ is God and gave his life to him.
There's something real here, you know, penetrated his heart, changed him.
Absolutely. Well, that discovery led you to start a ministry stewarding Christian literature. Tell us a little bit about what happened in 1975.
Well, in 1975, in the spring, I had a little stack of Decision magazines from Billy Graham and some daily devotionals and a couple old Bibles and some other things sitting in the corner of my dining room. And every time I walked through there that spring, God kind of pointed his finger at me and said, Steve, you're wasting that. Now, I don't know whether you're like I am or not, but I argue with the Lord sometimes. And for about 3 months, I said, no, Lord, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to catalog it, I'm going to file it, I'm going to use it to prepare lessons. He said, no, you're not. You're going to leave it sit there. You're going to spill a Coke on it all these days. You're going to throw it away. And so I couldn't get away from God. And so I finally wrote to some men overseas, and I asked him, I said, can you use English literature, and if so, how much and how soon? And it seemed like the letters were only gone a couple of days. So letters were back and said, yes, we can use as much as you can get here, as soon as you can get it here. So that's how it started. My wife and I just started collecting things from my own church and just things that we got in the mail and things like that, and things we got at yard sales, and started sending to these guys. And it's grown ever since then. That first year we shipped 30 little boxes from August to January. But as I would go to Calvary Baptist chicken dinner or the Free Methodist pancake supper, and I would see friends, they'd say, what have you been doing, Steve? And I'd say, been collecting these things, and they go, wow, we've got a whole closet full of that stuff at our church. Could we bring ours over to you? And so that's really when it started taking off. And so then the second year we did 3.5 tons, and then 7 tons, and 11 tons, and 22 tons. And, you know, every year it just kept growing. And so now, 30-some years, 35 years later, you know, last year we shipped a little over 1,000 tons last year all around the world.
1,000 tons. Wow. Well, Steve, that's incredible stewardship. And all of us who are listening today are thinking in our own minds, my goodness, we have that very same dilemma. We're storing information. We're sitting on Christian literature. In fact, my mind goes to all the lost and found boxes in every church probably in America. They're full. They're lost Bibles that are never reclaimed sitting right there.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, it's hard for us in America because we have such a glut of inspiration and information. I mean, we just have so much. It's hard when I tell people that there are pastors all over the world that don't have a copy of a Bible. There's whole nations that don't have any Sunday school literature. There's Bible colleges all over the world that don't have any books. I mean, we have so much. It's hard for us to grab a hold of that thing and say, could that be possible? But yet it is.
Well, give me some idea of how this literature is received on the other end. Where does it usually end up? How is it used What are some of the testimonies that you get from the distribution of this literature?
Well, I just got one from one of my distributors. We send ocean-going containers, mostly 20 tons at a time, to distribution points. It could be Every Home for Christ or Campus Crusade or whatever. But I just got a testimony back just this last week that I thought was pointed. This lady wrote us and said, I was a devout Hindu. My parents died accidentally. Extended family took me for a time, but it wasn't very long that they said, okay, we're sorry, we can't support you anymore, you must leave now. And so she was forced out of the home. And living on the streets and not being able to make enough living to get by, she wrote in her little testimony to us, I didn't even have enough to take food. I mean, in other words, she was starving to death. And she wrote in the letter, she said, why am I living such a miserable life, is what she thought. And so she made up her mind that she was going to go to the train station and end her life. She was going to throw herself in front of a train. And when she was walking past the train station, one of the pastors who gets literature from us gave her a little booklet. It was called The Almost Christian. And she said, it so captivated my attention. She said, I must read this book before I die. And so she sat down and began to read it and gave her life to Christ. And when I talked to the pastor about her later, he said, oh, she's such a good Christian now. She's going everywhere. She's taking your literature, and she's leading hundreds of young ladies to the Lord. So not only did she get saved, but it goes on and on.
Oh, it's so exciting to hear those stories, Steve. Well, we're going to talk to you more about how our listeners can get involved when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be back with more from Steve Schmidt, founder of Love Packages.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we're talking to Steve Schmidt, the founder of Love Packages, an incredible steward of God's resources. Steve, I just love to hear the stories of how God uses His Word and intersects lives at such an incredible time when people are so desperate for hope. And the world is looking for hope today, Steve. How big is the demand for the Christian literature that you're sending around the world?
Well, we can never get enough. I mean, there's whole nations, like I said. When I went to Zambia several years ago, I was invited by the president of Zambia, and because he said there was no Christian literature in the country, and please, somebody try to help him. So I wrote him a letter, and he invited me, so I came. And I talked to the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia at that time. So they had 75 different organizations under this umbrella. So they had, like, the Assemblies of God, the Church of God, and Salvation Army, and Southern Baptist. And so I sat down with these men, and I talked to them, and I said, What kind of Sunday school literature do you have in your country? I was trying to ascertain what their needs were. And they just looked at each other. Finally, one of them says, hey, you tell him. And the guy says, well, I don't know that I can talk for everybody, but as far as I know, there's not a church in Zambia that has any Sunday school literature.
Wow.
I mean, that's so hard for us in America to grab a hold of. Zambia is 11 million people, the same population of somewhere like Illinois. And so and they had nothing. Now, they have something now because we've, over the last 7 years or so, we've sent about 400 tons of literature in there. But they all English-speaking, too. It's 100% English. So, I mean, we can effectively make an impact on that place.
So, Steve, your ministry works by receiving Christian literature that needs to be redeployed or recycled or reused. You take used material, you take new material, you take anything that people are willing to let go of. that they're not using. Is that how it works? You actually take deposits?
All your old Bibles and Sunday school materials, the daily devotionals, Christian books and paperbacks. Things have been sitting on your shelf for the last 5 years. You're not going to read them again. What do you got them for?
Yeah.
If they'll send them to us, then we'll sort them, repackage them, ship them overseas.
Well, what happens to the material that's not usable? I know there's a lot of material published in the name of the Lord that is not godly material. What happens to that?
Well, we do sort every piece. We take out all the cult material. We take out the Good Housekeeping magazines. We take out the old love letters. We, you know, all that kind of stuff. We take that out, you know, and make sure it's all good material. So everything that comes through our hands is looked at. We get a lot from publishing houses as well and ministries. You know, we get a tractor, trailer, truck or two every year from Billy Graham, from the 700 Club, from Radio Bible Class, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the outdated or overruns or things that they have.
Sure, sure. Well, Steve, I know that it also costs money for these shipping containers to go across the ocean and take this material. How do you raise funds for those needs?
Well, it's been a faith ministry since we started 35 years ago, and so I just believe that God's told us to do that. Then we send out a little monthly newsletter. It's about 10 times a year, but that people can get on, and we share testimonies with them, just like the testimonies I shared with you. You know, people's lives changed. We just pray and ask God, and He brings the money to us. As far as the containers, each one of them, we're going to ship at least 50 of them this year. I mean, our goal is to ship 60, which would be 1,200 tons. And each one of those cost us right at $4,000. So we're always looking for people that would be willing to sponsor a container, you know, and that's over a million pieces of literature, so it's a pretty good bang for the buck, $4,000, a million pieces of literature. And the people that do the statistics, Center for Women Missions and stuff like that, tell us that every piece of literature we put on the field is going to be read by a minimum of 20 people. So a million pieces of literature times 20 is 20 million people going to read it before it's destroyed or thrown away. So,
well, one of the places that's so dear to me, I've been there numerous times, is Nairobi, Kenya. And you've been supplying prisoners in Nairobi, Kenya with God's word. Tell me what's happened inside a prison that you've been ministering to.
One of our distributors works with Every Home for Christ there in Nairobi, and we send him large amounts, 20 tons of literature at a time. And there's five maximum security prisons right around Nairobi. And he went and talked to the warden, and he said, it took a little pickup truckload of material, Explore the Bible, adult material from the Southern Baptist. And he took them out there, and he said, I want to be able to give these to the prisoners, and I'd like to go in here and be able to preach the gospel. And the warden just laughed. Although he says, you don't understand, these prisons are very dangerous. He says, most of the time we don't even let the guards go in. You can't go in there. He says, well, could I at least leave the literature? Oh, yes, you can leave the literature. We'll make sure that they get it. And so he left the literature, and he was kind of disappointed, but he left the literature. And about 6 months went by, and the warden called him back, and he said, I don't exactly know what this literature said, but since that literature has come into our prisons, they're different as day and night. He said, I want you to bring me another truckload of literature, and this time I'll open the door, and you can go in, and you can preach, and you can do whatever you want. And so he went and saw all these five prisons, and he went, and he said, I want to ask you men two questions before I preach. He says, number one, how many of you had an opportunity to read the literature? And almost everybody raised their hand. He said, okay, now, how many of you have already made the decision to follow Jesus Christ with all of your heart and with all of your life from this day forward? And 59 men had raised their hands. You know, just reading the literature all by itself and nobody around changed lives.
Well, Steve, I know that all of our listeners want to be good stewards of everything that God has given them. Do you have any idea what would happen if everyone listening to this broadcast were to send you the used Christian material or anything they might have that they're not using?
Well, I know that God has promised in His Word that He would not return into Him void, and so He's going to do all those things that He wants to do with it.
Well, it's quite obvious that eternity could be impacted, couldn't it, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Steve, for those whose hearts are open to become involved, they want to participate with you, how do they get involved?
Well, they can check out our website. It's lovepackages.org, and they can get all the information there, and they can email us there, and we'll send them information in the mail if they want that, too.
Well, Steve, you're a remarkable steward of the Lord, and I so appreciate how God is using you around the world, and thanks for being our guest on Money Life.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My cup is overflowing with excitement for the picture that Steve Schmidt painted for us of how we can be stewards of even the smallest things in our lives. I don't know about you, but I've got these pictures of some of the material that I need to let go of and send to love packages so that it can go out and repeat its work around the world. I'm very, very encouraged by that. And I know some of you have Christian literature, things that maybe we've produced that you've hung on to for years and years and years. Maybe it's time that you send that to love packages. I so appreciate all of you who will get involved with Steve and help him get God's word spread throughout the world. Well, you know, that's what we're all about here, is bringing help and hope and insight from God's word into the principles of living in God's economy. And I do hope many of you will get involved with Steve. By the way, he gave us his phone number if you prefer to call him instead of using the web. His phone number is 217-532-6701. 217-532-6701. And one more thing I want to mention before we have to go today is every year we gather with our staff from around the world and what we call our key volunteers, people who are champions for this ministry and our message and are trying to advance it in your local area. We call it our reunion, where we gather and we have a time of fellowship. There's a time of teaching where we go into God's Word. There's some practical breakout sessions where we do equipping and training. This year we're holding it at the Ridgecrest Conference Center in Asheville, North Carolina, November 19th through Sunday, November the 22nd. The deadline to register is Thursday, November the 12th. And I want to extend my personal invitation to all of you who listen to the program, and maybe you've never really been involved. Maybe you've never taken that step to say, you know, I do appreciate this ministry more than I realized. I want to help others in this area, and I'd like to be equipped and encouraged and learn how to do that. But when you come, you'll meet staff who can help you in your local area. You can meet staff that maybe you'll want to travel to their part of the world and serve with them on a mission trip. You'll also meet all of our leadership team, and I can assure you that you will be spiritually blessed to come and participate with us. I know it's a short notice. If you haven't made up your mind, register online at crown.org. All you have to do is go to crown.org/reunion, and there you'll find all of the details. But I do hope you will be one that comes up to me and says, Chuck, I heard you on the air. I made a decision to come and join you because I want to be equipped to be a champion of this message for such a time as this. Well, it's been great being with you today. If you want to stay in touch, don't forget that you can send me an email at chuckbentley@crown.org, or you can subscribe to receive our tweets, the text message updates through Twitter. You can also do that at crown.org. We also have a space on Facebook, and you can sign up to be a Crown Facebook fan. Well, again, great being with you today. We'll be back again next time.